Father Paddy Byrne. Paddy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Good. You were listening yesterday to Clara and Thelma, the intense disagreement over the wedding dress. Clara ordered and Thelma designed a communion dress. Why do I keep... Anyway, communion dress for €2,100. And there was a mix-up, to say the least, and there was delays and there was disagreements, with result that on the morning of the communion, Clara collected the wedding, the communion dress, at 4 a.m. to get to Galway for 10 a.m. with the child in the back of the car. Thelma apologised, said she had taken on too much work. This is Thelma Medine from My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding. But we didn't resolve it. They had only agreed at 7. Thelma would only agree at 7:50 it changed hands, where Clara said she had handed over the €2,100. But you were engrossed by this on the one hand, Paddy, but you also have some observations.
True, Joe. Well, I suppose I'm not surprised that you made a confusion between a wedding dress and a communion dress. I'm sure any sane person listening into your show would be shocked that €2,100 would be spent on a child's first Holy Communion dress. And I suppose not making it personal on the reflection that was shared aloud yesterday, but I'm a priest, Joe, working in the Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin, happy enough in my ministry, more than happy enough, generally very happy, and working in Port Leash Parish here in the Midlands. And Joe, I suppose for the last 14 years, as every priest in the country would be, deeply involved with sacraments, particularly in relation to first confession, communion, confirmation, marriage. And I think, Joe, to be very honest with you, there's a huge diversity and a great gap between what is presented as an ideal and the reality on the ground. I'm no party pooper, Joe, to put down the day itself. I'm not a parent, and I imagine if I was a parent, I'd want my child, like every child, to have a wonderful First Holy Communion Day, and it's a cultural thing. But there's a great gap between the reality where people find themselves in life, often the choices people have made in terms of faith or non-faith practice, or disconnecting from formal faith in parish life. We know that in Ireland, I imagine the same is true for any parish in the country. Like last year, for our first Holy Communion season, Joe, we had, I imagine, about 320 children for First Communion.
Okay.
I would confidently make an observation that less than 20 of those would have been at church last Sunday. And again, I'm not putting fault or blame on any individual or any family for the decision they make, but I just think that Communion and First Communion season lacks depth. It lacks even, I would say, a sense of integrity, because what is being presented is something much bigger than a big day, than a bouncy castle, than all the things that are so important to the day, but the focus exclusively becomes on the day. And that in terms of the work and effort at parish level that goes into it, we see very, very little effects in terms of the numbers who come back to us afterwards. Now, whether we're doing a bad job on the First Communion Day and not getting them back, I don't know. But
Paddy, have you an objection to the dress, the cost of the dress?
I absolutely have. I think it's scandalous. I think it's disgraceful that anybody would spend €2,100 on
Let them spend their money in their own way.
Well, in fairness, that's another point. But I just think in terms of what First Communion is about, Joe, it's about a sense of justice, and it's about sharing around a table where all are welcome, and indeed thinking of those who aren't welcome.
But
example.
But hang on. There is a sense of dress in the Catholic. I mean, there's a lovely, beautiful photograph actually in today's Irish Catholic of the Primate of All Ireland, Eamon Martin, and
he's
in. No, they weren't his. His ordination or his consecration garments, but he is in a very ornate outfit. And I guarantee it costs more than €2,100.
And I think that's another debate. And I suppose that I'm speaking personally here. You know, I'm certainly not into dressing up in terms of, as a priest, into fancy garments. I think Pope Francis, and my priesthood is greatly enthused by his leadership. He's telling us in a very deliberate way by his own actions, maybe to stop dressing up and to start getting out there into dealing with real issues, into the issues that good lady read aloud your letter from a good mother who who, like so many families across the country at the moment, are heartbroken coming to Christmas with immigration. So I think that, you know, we have to lead by example, and you have highlighted in your programme so often that the church has miserably failed at times to give witness to the integrity that it so promotes when it comes to sacraments itself. Now, I think it's another debate in terms of what the good archbishop has decided to wear.
No, it's just a
that's another issue.
It's just a photograph I saw today, and it's no commentary on Eamon.
Right.
The point I'm making is that there is a sense of, and people, a lot of people do like it, the sense of dress and occasion and colour and tapestry and embroidery.
There is, Joe, but
why are you objecting to this child's communion dress?
Well, I'm not focusing specifically on the child in question.
Oh, I know
I'm
that.
Talking
I know.
About, I'm talking, Joe, about a culture, and I think any reasoned, sane, down-to-earth parent person in the country listening would say 99.9% of them would think likewise, that it is absolutely ridiculous to spend €2,100 on a child's first communion dress, which I would confidently say would not be worn again, because by and large, those who, and this is an observation and a confident one, those who do go way out on the big day and to excess on the big day do not really come back for the second communion or third communion anymore.
And why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's the culture. Like, if you're just going to be there for the day and get caught up and have a pantomime or have a huge hoo-ha for a big celebration for the day and forget what ultimately First Communion or any sacrament is about. And there is an element of commitment, an element of a place where people are nourished, a place where people feel that it's a weekly occasion at least, or at least opportunities throughout the year to come together, to be nourished by hope. And again, visiting our Catholic schools in Port Laoise, and I'm sure it's shared by any teacher or catechist or priest or pastoral minister, that children are very open to faith. And going back to that letter that was read by that person reading on behalf of that parent, I intuitively listened to the amount of times the Spirit was addressed and the hope of God and the blessing of God in the struggle that's there. So I think it's innate within Irish society that there is a rich spirituality. And I think that, you know, if parents are going to say, we want our Mary or our John to have First Communion, I think they also have to come up with a sense of responsibility. And what does that entail and what does that mean? And ultimately that begins, of course, at baptism. When you present your child for baptism, there's an implication that it's more than just pouring water on the child's head, that you're part and parcel of a community of faith, and that you'll be prepared to bring that child in to be familiar with the life of the parish community where that child is baptised.
Okay, well, stay there, Paddy. 51551, joe@rt.ie. Mary Moore is in Dunleary. Mary, good afternoon. You were listening yesterday when Thelma met Carla.
Yes, I was, Joe. And I just thought you really couldn't make it up, could you? I mean, 2,100 for a little dress. It doesn't make sense to me, because
Thelma Medine revealed that she's made a dress in Ireland for 3,500.
Oh, good for her. I think I'll take up dressmaking. But I mean, what struck me was that the mother said that the corset didn't fit. I mean, what kind of an outfit was the child wearing? That a child of that age would need a corset.
Well, we put a photograph up on our website. It looks pretty spectacular, all right. It looks very nice, in fairness.
That's it would want to be, Joe. But I think that out here in Dunleary, I think Bernardo's have a little boutique for communion dresses, and they're all brand new. And then Lidl, I think, and Marks were doing very little dresses for about 60, 70 euro. And they're only going to wear it once anyway.
Yeah, but we all know that. But some people have different attitudes to communion. That communion is seen as a very, very, very big event, a very big milestone, a very big celebration.
And a very big competition. Well, we had here in Dunleary one year a child arrived in a horse-drawn carriage.
Mm-hmm. What was wrong with that?
Nothing, but all the other kids had to walk down.
So it's the impact on other children.
Well, I suppose if the family are that wealthy that they can afford that. But it was just that on Monday night on RTE, I saw Brother Kevin handing out food parcels.
Yeah.
And it just struck me, like, does one half know what the other half are doing?
But isn't that the world we live in, unfortunately, Mary?
Yeah, but also, what about sharing a little bit, Joe?
So what are you saying? The child in the communion dress should have given the money to Brother Kevin?
No. You know I'm not saying that, Joe. No, come on. I'm just saying that for one day, to spend that kind of money for a couple of hours is awful. But that's only my view.
Well, people do it at weddings, in the wedding dress.
Oh, yeah. They do. And they only wear that once too. But at least they're a bit older. Yeah. They chose to do that. I mean, in the child's case, it was the mother that chose to do it. And that's her business. But first of all, I laughed. And then I just got annoyed. And I just said, I'd just ring. And as I said, it's only my opinion.
Yeah, it's very welcome and it's as valuable as anyone else's opinion, Mary. We'll stay there because I want to ask Paddy. Paddy, as a priest, have you ever said what maybe Mary is getting to there, that you should say, listen, school uniforms for communions?
Well, I mean, that happens, Joe, in some parishes, even in our own diocese, where, well, it mightn't be the uniform. I mean, that's a very practical thing, and I would agree with you, but parents themselves have the choice, and invariably parents would buy that. But we do certainly speak about not being too ostentatious in terms of dress, in terms of particularly when it comes to umbrellas and gloves and all these type of stuff. You know, it sounds ridiculous, but Joe, another point I'd like to make is that when it comes to celebrating the First Communion season, you know, a lot of our time now would go into working with parents, particularly to familiarise parents on how to even behave when it comes into the sacred. It sounds daft, but like, you know, we don't actually leave our phones on. We don't visit our Facebook account or our Twitter account when we're in church. It's not really the thing to do. We find the children very easily and well prepared with the work of their teachers and coming to church at different times during the year. But often it's parents themselves who need to be reminded about how
they might be reading the tweets from Pontifex, which is the Pope's Twitter account.
Well, they could be, but I doubt.
Would you allow that, Paddy?
Pardon me?
Would you allow that in church? I'm only being lighthearted. But anyway, I take your point. Mary, do you still have your wedding dress? Can I ask, or did you ever?
No, I don't, Joe.
Okay.
No, I gave it to Vincent de Paul, actually.
But did you ever only wear it once, Mary Moore?
No, I wore it twice, actually.
Well, tell us the second occasion.
But it wasn't a white dress. It was a champagne short dress.
Okay, anyway. Okay.
So I got to wear it once more and then I gave it away.
Okay. Father,
all right, Joe?
Thanks, Mary. That's Mary Mirren Deliri, Father Paddy Bourne in Port Leisure, 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.